Tanzania is a country in a global society. So the interaction among the people from this country and from Arab countries is quite high. So I wasn't surprised.
Do you think there is anything to be said about the speed at which these arrests have taken place?
I think Tanzania has developed professional experience and order enforcing organs. Our security system is intact. After the incident in Arusha on Sunday, I think our defense and security forces, we are quite alert to be able to block all the entries into the city to arrest some suspects that may be to have a role in that event.
The motivation behind the attack is not yet clear. If you were to speculate, what would you think motivated the alleged perpetrators?
There are several schools of thought, and I can't speculate. I normally work with empirical evidence, but there are speculations that of recent there have been not incipient conflicts triggered by issues revolving around ideological stances, but that is one school of thought. But as you know, Tanzania shares a border with the Republic of Kenya, and right now Kenya is engaging Al-Shabaab in Somalia. So there may be some elements, some pockets from Al-Shabaab doing what they have so far done in Mombasa and Nairobi, now trying to escalate the conflict into the neighborhood of Kenya. And that may be one of the explanations. Tanzania is not an island. It can't be isolated from the terrorist activities across the globe. So we are part and parcel of the globe. The terrorists, they would like to cause disturbances, they would like to deviate the people's attention from their fundamental issues, but we need to wait until the investigation is completed and an official informed report is issued for the wider public consumption.
It's believed that the Tanzanian suspects are Christians. Why do you think they would want to attack a church?
The Tanzanians which have been named, yes, they may be Christians, but of different ideological orientations. And of course, the Saudis, I fail to see the link, but you never know. When the country is, you have got armies of youths without employment, in abject poverty, they can be easily manipulated and used by perpetrators of violence to attain their objectives. But it is still too early. We don't know whether they are Christians, committed Christians or Christians by name. If they are Christians by ideological stances, by heart, then that we wait to that to be explained. But as informed people have said in this country, this attack, this barbaric terrorist attack, has no ideological religious orientations. I understand in the Tanzanian sense, Islam does not preach heartedness, does not preach enmity. We have for a long time coexisted between the Christians and the Muslims. Again, the Christians, they know heartedness. They don't preach heartedness. They coexist with their fellow Muslims. So this attack to us, it has no religious ideological inclinations. It's a barbaric, it's a terrorist act, much as terrorism activities are experienced in other jurisdictions.
The Tanzanian Defense Minister has said that Tanzania is facing its most trying times since independence, with persistent attacks on religious places of worship. Would you agree with that?
I think he has exaggerated the statement. Yes, of recent, as I have said, a priest was killed in Zanzibar. Church was attacked in Dar es Salaam of recent. But these are isolated incidents. And then an incident does not necessarily suggest a trend. So I am unable to generalize, and I am unable also to confirm the minister's statement. I think that is overgeneralization. These isolated incidents, we cannot generalize that this is the trend that is explaining the behavior of the people in Tanzania. Of recently, we called out a study, religion and politics in Tanzania, but we did not uncover any heartedness, any strife between the two major religions.